When you hear nothing, where are you then? As a child, I sat here for hours and hours and hours dreaming of the world beyond the boundary fence, wishing that someone would give me a direction, but there was no one around. I only had a small transistor radio with me that received faint signals and told me stories from far away. I searched the radio dial like a flashlight shines its small light into the vast night sky, hoping that someone would signal back.
You know what is the best? That it's a small place, but you have so many diverse things.
Slovenia.
You can go in the same day to ski in the mountains and then go to the seaside and see the sea. In a few hours, you're from one place to the other. And also, everything changes in small distances.
Yes, it's true. It's like a little...
concentrated thing.
It's super diverse, really, in landscape and also culture in a way. When you move from, when you go to the coast, it's more Italian influence and more of this kind of
easygoing. Maybe it's not so spectacular things, but it's a lot of small things that are quite near each other, and you actually need a lot of time to explore all these things. Even if you go like in one region, then you say, okay, maybe I can go to see this castle and this river, and you can also go out in the mountains and walk around the forest. It's a lot of small things that are nice, not like a big
spectacular whatever, biggest hole in the mountain or whatever in the world, you know. Probably nothing is like this in Slovenia, but if you don't expect anything really big or anything really,
with the park,
you know, like tour buses going somewhere, if you just want to,
and that street, not the river side but the opposite side where the Japanese restaurant is and so on, it has several entrances through the building that lead to different kind of courtyards. One of them is a passage to Dunajska, and one of them is kind of narrow dead end, yet another one has this kind of wiggly courtyard. But one of them passes through the student housing, not really student housing, like it's an old building that has rooms for medical students. And you pass through this, it's like a passage through a house, and you get into a courtyard. And then you pass through that courtyard. It's really small, but really tall. It's almost like a light well. You go through another passage through the building, and you enter into yet another courtyard. It's a bit more open to one side, but still, it's also kind of like a light well. and then you enter that building that's closing it off in the same direction. And it also has a hole inside. And you reach a door with a mailbox, and if it's not locked, you can open it, and you emerge into this tiny little garden with a tiny little house in it, where this tiny little old lady lives in, who can barely hear anything anymore. And it's like as if the whole place came out of a fairy tale. She has her lettuce and her carrots and her pumpkins and her tiny little house in the densest, most packed central city core of Ljubljana. Walls all around the place. And it's like as if it was enchanted somehow, you know, this 200 square meters of land that have been like that since, I don't know, 1564 or something, I don't know. I mean, the house doesn't look that ancient, but the feeling of the place is like as if really it was somewhere on the outskirts and the city just swallowed it. You know, would flow around it, but somehow that bit was stuck in this kind of a time capsule, this bubble, and never changed. It's amazing. It's one of the most magical moments I've seen in any city, and I've been to many.
The old town of Grog is so beautiful. But it is also where I saw people smoking marijuana wrapped in plastic. $16 for one night. Arena Hotel Grog double room $86 for one night. Remainder residence. Comfort apartment $142 price yours. $158 for one night. Limerick, Ireland.
When I grew up here as a kid, you know, I knew all the neighbours. I knew everybody. My grandmother lived on that street there. My mother grew up just over there. My father grew up, you know, 3 blocks from here. You know, and I grew up like a block from here. So, and I knew all the kids around here, you know. They're all gone, you know. Everybody moved. Everybody just moved out to the suburbs or out a little bit further out, you know. Then we were ruled by the English for, you know, hundreds of years. You know, forbade us to speak our own language, you know, Irish. I do. Not very well. Limerick isn't an Irish-speaking area, so I learned it in school, and I didn't have difficulty with it. A lot of kids had difficulty with it, but I didn't. I liked it, you know, and I actually studied in college later on. Conas Tátu means how are you? Táim Gama and good. Tomisha agus Tusa, me and you, in our sea, I'm sure, sitting here, a kind speaking. Car is it the Gluestein, or nowadays they would call it a car in Irish. You know, even the language gets tampered with. Shroid, the street. House is chock or tig. Which means an unusual place. It's unusual. Oit at.
Jeff's not born yet. So we're having children after the Emily and Inakalishan and Snova and Hanjilum near Hanjilin for Mahorda.
Yeah.
August Ni Rang Aun of Kulskadin Mohammed Shapador of the Ik Shapador of Kulskadin's Salon or Savi. August like the Hanjishin Gamorlam, Achtung.
TM Ukraine. I met so many nice people, but had to bribe the police not to take me to the local police station for walking alone through Independence Square in the middle of the day.
Tape ID, 29th of September 2004, National Radio Company, Ukraine, with
Валерий Рогоченко,
Геннадий Шигаев. Ну, окей. Мы находимся в здании Национальной радиокомпании Украины. В этом году мы отмечаем 80 лет со дня основания.
Today is the commemoration of 80 years from the date of foundation of the company.
Национальное радио начало свою работу в 1924 году в городе Харькове,
National Radio Kiev. Radio started its work in 1924 in Kharkov, city of Kharkov.
London.
The next station is London Bridge.
Vienna. So grand and so beautiful. Coffee and chocolate cake. I have often thought that I would love to move to Vienna. But where would be home? You know that there are no kangaroos in Austria, except perhaps for one that might have been run over by a car.
Currently live in Austria, and I've been here since, let's say, 7 years. Each year also going back to my home country and like coming back to Vienna, so it was, in some ways, I felt like this place, I felt like in the middle of two places too, because there was still like the very strong attachment to my family and my friends, so I would still meet them for 3 months, like over the summer break. So it's like a fascinating feeling of reconnecting, but it's also the knowledge that my life actually is in Vienna. But it's also an ambiguous place because it's not my hometown, but it feels more and more like home over the years. Then I realized the need to reconnect with my country of origin, sort of like I had a period of really enjoying listening to music from my own country and like involved with a project like with my mom making traditional clothes for me, which unfortunately is not a very common thing. People seem to have lost the traditional clothes or be ashamed of it even sometimes. So that was a very nice moment of reconnecting, and it fed into my relationship to, like, when I came back to Vienna, like it fed into my relationship to myself and to the place that I was living in. So it was I made my identity a bit less dependent on others, on others' opinion, even though I was aware that there are positive and negative associations with it, but it was sort of not as hurtful and not as deeply penetrating as before. I really felt like some very deep statement is said about me, not like only about where I come from. A dear friend of mine, who's a family friend, who is older, maybe like, I don't know, 58, something, 55. He's been living in Austria since like 25 years, as far as I know, having Austrian passport since 20 years, let's say. But like, I always perceived him as a very nice sort of a liaison, like a connection to my hometown, because he's from my hometown. And I don't know, diving and all these things that, you know, I associate with my hometown and like with the sort of friends that my family had, like the family of my best friend. So, and then like a few days ago, after our last meeting, at some point we were talking about cheese, like we were talking about the taste of a particular cheese. And then he said, "Oh, I don't know, like how like that cheese, because I'm Austrian. I'm used to like how like the taste of the cheese produced here." And that really deeply struck me, because he said, "I'm an Austrian," and I know he has an Austrian passport. I know he has been living here all along. I know his kids grew up here, and his ex-wife still lives here, and is like sort of most of his adult life has been committed to this place. But I never thought of him as Austrian. So. Yeah, it sort of opened up the question for me, like, since I keep coming back here and I don't know, am I ever going to become Austrian? Like, what about in 5 years' time when I continue creating and weaving my own way through life here, and like I keep contributing to this cultural and academic environment, but also like being supported by it? Where are the borders? When does your displacement in terms of location actually mean that you have arrived somewhere, or that you've been accepted somewhere? I don't know whether there's going to be a point in my identity self-perception that I'm going to say, yeah, I'm Austrian. I don't think that it's a state of the passport. I think it's state of the heart. Big question for me now.
The island is an hour from the Piraeus coastline. Toward the center of the island is a new Byzantium-styled church built in honor of one of the most recent saints of Greek Orthodoxy. Climbing the steep pathway behind this church, we come to the site of the saint's house, which is kept as it was when he lived there. Before the house is the saint's tomb. This is where he now lies, sleeping in his marble sarcophagus. Women are skirted with their heads and shoulders covered. I wrap some of the village aprons and skirts over my jeans. This is where he now lies. This is where he now lies. The mausoleum is a small decorative marble room. Icons, beeswax candles embedded in sand. Frankincense, shoes scraping on the stone. The room sounds cold and flat. Women bend beside the sarcophagus, listening with their cold ears pressed up against the side of the marble, listening to a cold, hollow sound. Listen. Nothing. Listening. Praying. Listen. Venerating. Listen. The bodies of three women jump in astonishment, all searching each other's eyes for confirmation. This is where we are. Signal me for me. I'm sorry, it was me. Her wedding ring had touched the side of the marble box. This is where he now lies. It was too real a sound to have been taken for the saint tapping for within. We hadn't imagined it would sound quite so real. Pilgrims queue to press their ears up against the marble, waiting for a sign, to hear him knocking, to hear him speak to them, listening, listening, to sound traveling through stone, death traveling back to life. This is where he now lies. This is where he now lies. Traveling through stone.
I went to the Australian desert to record, but there was not much to be heard in this vast space. Just the sound of the wind in the grass that grows in this most arid soil, occasional flies and small birds. when you hear nothing, where are you then? $116 for one night. Arena of my heart when I least expected it. I was born with a single email. Such a simple sentence. I'm sorry if I have hurt you, but I should tell you I've met a great guy. A light in the darkness that faded as quickly as it appeared. And now I am again adrift on an ocean with no map or anchor. Remember residence. Comfort apartment $142 price was $158 for one night. Does the date and time really matter? After a while I'm not sure where I was when and with who. I do know that I am here now listening back in time to another place that has already changed. Remember residence. Comfort apartment $142 price was $158 for one night.
Pronto, ma che la mo sa, vedi. E te ha lo
So we always used to go down to the beach every day and bring little sandwiches and yogurt and hang around. And if it was cold, I could put my dad's robe around me. And we just stay there all day in Denmark on the beach. And it was, I loved it.
When you hear nothing, where are you then? Harry, 91 years old, dances the tango and remembers all the different women he led around the dance room. He doesn't dream and imagines thoughts or words, but through his muscle memory and the subtle touch of his partner.
Tape ID 29th of September 2004, National Radio Company, Ukraine, with
Валерий Рогоченко.
Геннадий Шигай.
I wanted to dream in Irish, the language of some of my ancestors, so I went to Ireland.
We're now in the
building
of National Radio Company,
in the building of National Radio
Company.
Here I had my iPhone, and while it's stolen,
начала свою работу в 1924 году в городе Харькове.
National Radio Company started its work in 1924 in Kharkov, in city Kharkov.
We try to hold on to our memories. But eventually they fade into who we are now.
Маленький концерт прямо из концертного зала. Это был любой концерт.
The first broadcast was a small concert.
Time it takes an eraser to your mind until you forget who and where you have been.
Постепенно радиовещание начинает расширяться.
As a child, I sat here for hours and hours and hours dreaming of the world beyond us. The day and time really mattered, saying that someone would give me a direction. But as Bruce said, when you hear nothing, I only had a small transistor radio with me that received faint signals and told me stories from far away. Here I fell in love. I searched the radio dial like my flashlight shines. As a child, I sat here for hours and hours dreaming of what would signal back. I went to the Australian desert to record, but there was not much to be heard in this vast space. Just the sound of the wind in the grass that grows in this most arid soil, occasional flies and small birds. As Bruce said, remembrance of things past is not necessarily the remembrance of things as they were. At least that's what I think he said.
Services for broadcasting.
I was alone here, so very alone, with so many people around me. And when someone finally looked at me, I felt invisible and imagined I had turned into a million drops of rain that was falling. And so does the date and time really matter? And I realized that the rain was while I not sure where I was when it went through. I do know that I am here now, listening back in time to another place that has already changed. When you hear nothing, where are you then?
Thanks everybody for coming. It's great. great to have everybody here. And I hope you enjoyed the work. And thank you for Elizabeth Zimmerman and Volkmar Klein for organizing the event and doing so much work behind the scenes. And I forgot your name.
Alejandro.
Thank you too.